91, Dave, Sam and Ash with Jade. It's 7.08, 7.40 this morning. We'll play Smarty Pants, your chance to win $100 to spend at Lone Star.
When it comes to startup sporting clubs, there isn't a more successful startup professional sporting club in Australian sporting history than the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Did you know that?
I concur.
Yeah. I would assume because they were so successful the first.
Official.
Yeah, straight up.
Incredible, yeah.
Back-to-back champions, four final series in a row, missed out on a grand final spot this year, but not through lack of trying and not through lack of talent or courage too. And might I say, Kylie Byrne's troops, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, had a stunning season, finished second on the ladder and ultimately have finished third with a disappointing result yesterday against the West Coast Fever, I'll be honest. But having said that, they left nothing on the court. And there was a couple of milestones that occurred yesterday as the preliminary final for the 2020 season, which, let's be honest, has been a turkey of a year anyway. But Jackie Russell's final game for netball, not just the Lightning.
Oh,
but
wow, what a milestone.
She's hanging up the bib.
Legend.
But also one of our new recruits who's had a stunning year, a standout year, I might say, in playing in the goalkeeper end of things. Her name is Pumza Marweni, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Pumza.
Morning,
Sam. Hello, how are you?
We have been told
we're not allowed to talk about your escapades last night. We've been told we can't mention any of your celebration drinks from last night. So we won't mention any of that.
Good idea, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
And how we how you've just woken up. And actually went to sleep a couple of hours ago. So we won't mention any of that.
I think that's best.
Let's move on to the season finale. Was it as disappointing for you as it was the fans?
Yeah, it was. Of course, yeah, FIFA is always hard to play against. But I think we had a good preparation. I think we all disappointed because I know it's hard to take it, but for us, we worked. Our goal was to go for the grand final, but I know we disappointed the fans. It was not an easy year, but I think as a team, we tried, and I think we can just be proud of to play a semis four in a row.
Yeah.
It's not disappointing watching you guys fight for it, though. Like, you didn't let it go. So, it's from a fan's perspective, it wasn't...
It's still a good match
to
watch.
Weren't disappointed or anything. It was just, it was disappointing for you.
The end result wasn't what we wanted, was it?
Yeah.
But, Pumza, you down there on Fowler, I mean, she's always quite unstoppable, but you two together in the circle was amazing to watch. And it was quite physical yesterday.
Yes. Fowler is just a turner. You can push that girl. She's very hard.
She's so strong.
She's a solid goal shooter. She's very strong. And I think I tried to adjust on her play, just to confuse the space and push her out. That's what we work for. And we work together in Carla as well, so that she tipped the ball just behind.
Yeah.
I think we tried, but it's always
easy
to play against.
Absolutely. Pumza, look, you played your heart out, and we are so proud. We are so proud of you guys. Each and every one of you tried your guts out, and we just love everything about our Sunshine Coast Lightning team. But you get a break now, all right? So all year you're on this highly controlled radical diet and management training regime. You can let your hair down for a little while now. What's the first thing you are going to be doing now that you've got your weekends to yourself for a while?
I think I just need to organize a trip to go around Sunshine Coast just for a couple of days and before heading home. And, just to hang around with the community people because it was unlimited because of SSN restrictions.
Yeah.
But now I think we're free to go and do whatever we want to do, like, to hang up with the people.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Head down to the beach.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
So good. Well, you deserve it. It's been a massive year for you guys and a lot of stress with COVID-19 restrictions and the change of the season, but you've done very well and we're very proud of you. Thanks for chatting with us this morning, even though you feel a little dusty.
Yeah, it was a challenging year, but we made it. Then we're done.
Good on you. All right, will you enjoy the time off?
Next one.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you back on court for 2021, bigger and better. Pumza, Marwini.